Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Revelation chapter 9, we were talking about what these locusts would be like, and speculating that after they return to the pit, they would continue to torment the devil and his angels when they are cast into hell. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now let's listen to verses 7 through 10. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. Now, much symbolism is used with the words like and as. Remember, when you see those words in Scripture, like unto or as something, then it tells you it's using symbolic language. Now, let's notice again verse 7. He said here in Revelation chapter 9, verse 7, and the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. Now, why crowns? Because these locusts were created to live in hell. They were created to live in the pit. Hell is not their punishment. Christ created them for this. This is their kingdom. Again, let me repeat, the devils do not do the tormenting in hell. It is so horrible, it torments them. And they are as horses prepared to war. It shows they're not literal horses, but the look of them leaves no mistake in the mind of the beholder. They are attackers, and they have declared war. They're not show horses, and they're not going to show mercy. God made them to thrive on the substance of spirits and men. And then look at verse 8 again here in Revelation 9. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Well, they have the faces of men, the hair of women, and the teeth as a lion. And I believe that the imagery of men and women is to show that no one without Christ is exempt, neither from the locust sting nor from hell. The teeth of a lion shows the painful infliction for that time, and then beyond that, as a vestibule of hell to show you what hell's going to be like. Eternity. We've already seen the pain they inflict. Perhaps the teeth of these beings, of these locusts, they stick out to the point where they can be seen with the naked eye. Knowing what they can do to paralyze with pain, just the sight of one of these loose would be so greatly fearful. If you've ever been driving in a car and there's a bumblebee, a wasp, and you freeze, some people will panic and wreck. And you're trying to watch the road and get real, your heart starts beating, feels like it's up in your throat. when it gets close to you and you've got your hands on the steering wheel. And my friend, that's the kind of fear just the sight of these things will cause. Now, again, notice the use of the word as in verse 9 here of Revelation 9. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Breastplates are for protection. They aren't destroyed by stepping on them. So, as breastplates of iron, they don't have real breastplates of iron, but because it's so hard, they try to crush them with their hand or step on it with their foot. It's not going to happen. Instead, it's going to be painful for them. It's going to be impossible to kill them. They cannot be eliminated on earth or in hell. And mention is also made of their wings as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And again, that's just a fearful sound. I can remember as a little boy, I had four other brothers, and so that meant the belt was used regularly around our house. And I would hear my brother get spanked and know that I was next. You know what the sound of that belt that you can hear in the next room hitting your brother? Do you know how that sound can just seem to drive you insane? Perhaps at night you have your head laying on a pillow. If I hear a mosquito, I will slap at it. My wife, if she hears it, she'll get on and turn on the overhead light. Even if it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, she turns it on and kills that mosquito. She doesn't want it in there. And I'm saying that to say noise has a way of scaring us. A dentist drill. Well, the sound of wings will be loud. We're reminded that sound will drown out the cries of the lost in hell. I'm reminded back in the days of the Egyptians when they were, for that era, around Moses' day and so forth, when they were the power. One of the things they would do is offer babies in sacrifice. And this happened not just with the Egyptians, but other civilizations that you read about that existed during the Old Testament time, when they'd offered sacrifices of their babies unto the god Baal. And some would offer it to the moon god, some would offer it to the sun god, but nonetheless they'd offer their babies. And as they would put the baby on the fire, on the idol, the babies would be screaming with pain. And so what they would do is that they had a beat-driven music in which the drums were very, very dominant. And the beat-driven music would work the people up into a frenzy. So if they had doubts about putting their baby into the fire, that beat-driven music would drive them to do what they normally would not do. And it would drown out the cry of the babies. Well, perhaps the sound of these wings will drown out the sounds in hell. I was 4F when the United States was drafting and did not get drafted during the Vietnam era. And I'm told that if you're 4F, that's what they told me, if you're 4F, that even if it was a world war, they would not have me in there. And my backbone is misformed. That's all it was. I've never had problems with it, really, but it's just a fact of matter. My backbone's misformed, and it could be a problem someday on the battlefield, and it would leave other people in danger with me laying there. I'm told, however, that the sound of bullets and seeing them hit about you, along with other explosions, have the tendency to give that same kind of a fearful feeling. My dad served in World War II. He served with Patton, helped liberate Ducal. We have pictures of that. And if anybody denies the Holocaust, my dad was there to take pictures. He saw it all firsthand. But nonetheless, I can remember my dad had come home at probably in 1945 or 46. I was born in 1949. But I can remember that while I was living at home up until the 60s, that He was a very light sleeper. And, boy, noise would bring him to his feet in a heartbeat. And those are just things that come from a result of being in the war and being shot at all the time. Now, imagine the sight that is seen there in verse 10. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Not only is their mouth an attacking instrument with those lion-like teeth and jaws, but also their tail. You do not sneak up on it from behind to avoid those lion-like, poison-filled, tearing teeth. Verse 5 showed that the aftermath of their sting lasts 5 months. We see here that these beasts are given 5 months to roam on earth. Again, the people during this tribulation hour, they see God's judgment, yet they do not repent. The worms or this locust will be upon Christ rejectors forever in hell. And God is giving them a view, a vestibule of hell, in hopes that these people will repent. And they accuse God of being unloving, that there'd be a hell. And yet they're so unloving that they will continually reject Him. So we've seen the day of the locust, the duty of the locust, the detriment of the locust, and the description of the locust. Now see the destructive leader of the locust in verse 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now, their king is the angel of the bottomless pit. Now, I believe that this angel has this duty. It's his service for God. Now, again, I will tell you that most commentators think this is Satan or a high-ranking angel. And many times they do that because of his name. His Hebrew name is Abaddon. His Greek name is Apollyon. The Hebrew means destruction. The Greek, destroyer. But understand, this is the duty he's doing for the Lord, just like the angel that killed the 70,000 in the day of David, or the angel that killed the 185,000 in the time of Hezekiah. And these angels have been used in this way in the past. In 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 16, we read this, "And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.